Throughout these last couple weeks of Lent, we've been hearing a lot of great stories about conversion and repentance. Last week, we heard probably one of the greatest stories in the prodigal son. And this week, we hear of the woman caught in adultery. As I was praying with this, it really struck me to break down the story to help us understand it. It starts out with this battle between the Pharisees and the scribes and Jesus. They're always trying to contradict him. They're trying to find some sort of charge that they can bring against him to discredit him. And this time, they found a woman that they caught in adultery. Let me repeat that. They caught her in the very act of adultery. You can imagine how humiliating that is for her, as well as you can also see the intentions of these scribes and Pharisees. They weren't out there to necessarily help her. They were out there to punish her. And they bring this young lady to Jesus, and they want her to judge her, not because they care about his judgment, but it says they brought her towards him so that they could find a reason to bring a crime against him. They wanted to trick him. They saw that bringing this lady to him was presenting him with a false dilemma. Either he would say, no, she shouldn't be stoned, and he would go against all the teachings of Moses, which was a very serious crime for the Jewish people. Or he said, yes, she should be stoned, and it goes against all of his teaching about forgiveness and mercy towards sinners, everything that he was about. So either he was going to contradict Moses, or he was going to contradict himself. What Jesus does is he just calms the situation. He doesn't respond. He kneels down and starts writing in the dirt. This is actually the only place in which we see Jesus writing, the only time in Scripture in which we have him writing something down. And the funny thing is, we don't even know what he was writing. But whatever it was, it calmed the situation, and it really turned the scribes and Pharisees away. There have been a lot of theologians who have speculated to what he was writing down. One of my favorite comes from St. Jerome. He says that in the dirt, he was writing down the mortal sins of the scribes and the Pharisees. He was showing them that they were bringing this young lady to be judged by the law when the scribes and Pharisees themselves were breaking the law. And he was showing them how inconsistent their view was. And whatever it was, when he stood up and he said, let him who is without sin cast the first stone, no one cast a stone. And they all walked away. And then Jesus looks at the young lady, and he says, does anyone condemn you? Then neither do I. It seems like a very incredible story about forgiveness and meekness. Jesus doesn't break the law of Moses, nor does he break from his tradition of meekness. He follows both of them. And it seems kind of strange that we ourselves could get something out of this gospel when we will probably never find ourselves in that situation. But there were two things that I thought were very profound from this gospel that I thought were very helpful. The first is that, do we use the law to punish or to bring help? Do we use the law to punish or to help us? As Catholics, we do not necessarily abide by all the laws and precepts in the Old Testament, but we ourselves have a moral code in which we are called to follow. If you look at the scribes and the Pharisees, what was their intention? Were they using the law to punish or to really help this woman? It was to punish. They didn't have the correct intentions. The law was there to help them. It wasn't to condemn them. It's kind of like having a good coach or a good teacher. If you receive criticism, most of the time it's because they care about you. They want you to be better. Just with the law. If the law becomes critical towards you, it's not because you're a terrible person. They're trying to help you or become a better person. While at the same time, I have had bad coaches and bad teachers who have seemed to use their authority to punish instead of to actually help. It's the same thing. How do we look at the law? Do we look at it as something that can help us or something that can punish us? The second point that I thought was extremely helpful is when we look at the young lady, it doesn't matter whatever situation we find ourselves in, we can always open ourselves to conversion and repentance. It doesn't matter what situation we're in. We can always open ourselves to conversion and repentance. That doesn't necessarily mean we're a terrible sinner who has been far away from the church. Every single person can always convert their life a little bit more. It doesn't matter where they're at in the faith journey. Everyone, absolutely everyone, is open to conversion and repentance in their life. This last week, Trinity had the opportunity of taking all their students to see the movie Unplanned, the story of Abby Johnson. She worked for Planned Parenthood for 8 years and ended up leaving their organization and became an incredible pro-life speaker. To be honest, it was very hard for me to watch, but she has an incredible story of repentance and conversion that she turned her life around, and now she's using it for the good. That at every single opportunity, we ourselves can open up to conversion and repentance. And I believe that's why the church gives us these stories of conversion and repentance during the Lenten season, is that they're trying to encourage us to do what we can during these 40 days. We have a couple days left. The church is encouraging us to do whatever we can so that we can have a better Easter. The understanding that the Son of God is going to go through this terrible passion and death and rise from the dead is something inconceivable for us to understand. But they give us this time to convert our lives, to repent of what we can, so that we can understand it better, so that we can receive it. So let us make the best of these last couple days of Lent, so that when it actually comes to Easter, because of our conversion and repentance, we'll be able to receive the risen Christ even better.